where does that return rank in the list of better returns you've seen in your time?
Seen that I've coached, or
well, or against.
It was a good one. It was very impressive. Great individual effort. We had a lot of good blocks out there as well, but that was a great individual effort by Dexter.
I think when you were asked last go around, he had dropped one, and you said we had tried to set up a return for him, and it was unfortunate. How do you set up a return for a specific guy?
Well, punt returns, he has all the punt returns, so he dropped a kick return. What you do is, you know, you kind of set them up during the game. You know, if you're running a certain return with a guy, maybe just a middle, possibly, you know, you're going to come with something maybe outside, possibly, you know, that you might want to put Dexter in on because his quickness, he can make people miss. And, you know, you kind of set things up game to game. And that's what we try to do.
Was Dexter kind of a guy that, did you have to kind of tell him to go a little bit more north-south? He seems like a guy that would bounce around a little bit. Did you work with him on that or no?
No, the return was a design middle. You know, so he hit it exactly where we were supposed to hit it. The block, and we're all trying to block inside out on it. And, you know, he hit it right where we wanted to. Certain returns are middle, certain returns are sideline. It depends on the way the punter is punting against us, and, you know, what we've seen in their coverage units.
How confident are you that Colk will be able to do what he normally does out there on Sunday because of the injury?
You know, I mean, it was scary. I mean, that was a tough deal. I mean, he showed his toughness, you know, the fact that he was able to finish the game. Also, it's a good sign that he finished the game. So, you know, Rick and the training staff, they'll get him right. All indications that he's going to be okay. So, you know, we're trying to be positive about it.
Is there a time you thought Suckup was going to have to finish the game for you?
There's no question. I mean, Suckup was up. He was ready to roll. You know, when he first injured it, it was...
I saw him working with the net. So,
yeah. When he first got hit, it took a period of time before that thing kind of, you know, the pain kind of went away, and we realized that, you know, he's going to be able to put some weight on it. You know, and then good thing was we didn't have to punt right away, but Suckup was ready to go. I mean, he was going to be the next guy in right there. So, you know, he got it going again, and we were able to go back with Colquitt and Fortune.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I know you've worked with Chase Daniel a lot as the holder, but what kind of factor would that have been had he been knocked out of that part of it too?
He'd have to really be hurt. I mean, like in the hospital probably to be able to not hold. I mean, we're gonna roll him out there just so he can hold. But you know, we do have Chase. Chase is a good holder, and there will be some times we'll use him on the field too, because he can bring other fake factors in. So you know, he's good, and Ryan feels good with him as a holder as well.
How often do you have the kickers do the other kick in practice?
We did a little bit during training camp, and then just yesterday we did it. It's funny how that works, but, you know, we did it yesterday, and you know, because Colquitt, you know, we kept him out yesterday, so you know, we punted Ryan yesterday, and he did a good job.
And if Ryan were to go down, Colquitt would be the kicker?
Yes. Yeah, that's the way that works.
What kind of field goal kicker is he?
Well, we better find out. we think he's, you know, he'd be able to get us to a game.
It looked like on Dexter's return, the one guy who kind of really maybe wanted to hustle is Junior Hemingway. He went down in the backfield and then still got down and got the guy blocked.
That guy he was trying to hold up was a defensive
end. Yeah.
And he was getting thrown around a lot during the day, and he just kept battling. And he had great effort to get all the way back and get on him, and he kind of sprung him with that block. I mean, that was impressive. We talked about that today in the meeting.
Dexter's spin move on, like, maybe the third guy, and then the move he made on the fifth guy.
The spin move was early. It was the first guy, actually.
Is that anything? I mean, would you ever show that tape to somebody and say, this is the way you do it? You spin off the first guy?
You know, punt return ability that he has, it's a natural thing. I mean, the same thing would have, you know, I had Devin Hester. It was the same thing. You don't coach it. You give him a, you know, you tell your hold-up guys, you know, where to set it up and where it possibly could hit. And then the returner's got to have a lot of natural instincts. And there's always going to be somebody who has to make miss, no matter how well you block it. There's somebody, you can't block them all. So, you know, that was a lot of natural, instinctive things and moves that you saw from Dexter in that return.